Yeah, the internet being the game changer. The following points from our September 20, 2015 show on the mode of thought of class bear, I think, on the current planning challenge before us. And this is from that show. Consider to what degree the maxim might makes right expresses utilitarianism, and that both concepts underlie the separation of the self, and that further, in dualism, utilitarianism is included, not just might makes right, which implies conquest as raison d'etre, but also worth must be proven, demonstrated, and therefore performance, abandonment, betrayal, and the scarcity mindset, which underlies and in theory, according to the propaganda, justifies everything that power does, that scarcity mindset. Marx loved freedom, we know. And under class, power has made certain that freedom is promoted as equivalent to freedom to think. This is the practical expression of the ideology of ancient Greece elevation, of which Marx was a believer, which justifies abandonment, betrayal, and presents necessity, scarcity, as inevitability. They erect all the misery they've done since class begun on that lie. We never hear that discussed either in the progressive media. Martin Bernal has shown us how this utilitarian mindset, the mindset of making use of the natural world, and especially that natural material that is our children and ourselves, was intentionally created and promulgated by elite universities. Alice Miller has shown us how power established this mindset in the children of the elite, and from them through the educational system to us, children of the elite, by means of the child-rearing pedagogues, thereby ensuring its reproduction into the future, hidden under the euphemism education. But another way of saying this is to say that the utilitarian mindset masks power, which has misdirected our young people's energy away from the true culprit, power itself, to themselves. Typically, our children's energies rarely are allowed to view and work with the authentic. And recall as we meet that we're on the lookout for hidden power, which exists in the creation of scarcity, making us hunger, as Townsend and Bentham said, in the fostering of divisions, in the widening of the gap between the elite and the rest of us, as Popper showed us, Plato emphasized, and in the installation of the utilitarian propaganda, the make use of the natural world mindset. And Martin Bernal has been key in helping us see that, as well as Alice Miller. Is it clear that in these statements, we're but naming the same item again and again from slightly different perspectives? Is it clear that the reality we're given is totalitarian? The power guys have been working apace in the decades since the French Revolution to instigate a massive cultural, quote-unquote, shift. In truth, the kiss of death for culture in any authentic sense, such that we would see this mindset of utilitarianism, authoritarianism, subjection of self to authority as modern, as an advance over barbarism, as representative of progress, in order to silence the authentic voice of the earth in us, the voice calling us to our authentic allegiance to her and to our brothers and sisters and to the ancestors who dedicated themselves tirelessly to helping us see our inherent freedom.